Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The tragedy that's taken place several places in the earth, but right now we're focusing on Ecuador. Over a 6-point earthquake on the Richter scale, and it's just tragedy taking place. The businesses are closed down, homes are closed down, drinking water. I mean, it's just a tragedy. But understand that Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, his organization is going there. As a matter of fact, they're having their first flight of their new aircraft going into Ecuador to be able to set up a hospital and so many supplies. Let's take a look now.
Today we're in Greensboro, North Carolina. Behind me is the rebuilt DC-8 airplane. This is the maiden voyage of it for Samaritan's Purse. And we will be going to Guayaquil, Ecuador, responding to an earthquake that happened April the 16th. It was a 7.8 earthquake, and it was the biggest one to hit that part of the world in probably about 40 years. Hundreds of people are dead, thousands of people are dislocated, and hundreds of thousands of people are affected.
If you'll notice on the nose of the airplane, it says, "Helping in Jesus' name." And I want everyone who sees this plane to know that it's coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the hope that that means to people who have lost so much.
It's a great asset, it's a great tool, and right now it's loaded full of our emergency field hospital, the first wave of supplies going in. It's a pretty incredible opportunity that we have right now to deploy this emergency field hospital. Samaritan's Purse has a tremendous history of having medical intervention, having doctors at our disposal, but usually it's been at a much smaller scale.
This is a brand new tool. This is one of the biggest medical responses we've ever done ourselves. If they can get to appropriate medical care, which we can provide tomorrow, they'll live. If they can't, they're going to die. And the places that we're going to are towns of 40 and 50,000 people that have absolutely no hospital. The hospital has fallen down. It's got cracks to the foundation, and no one will go in. There's people in the parking lot waiting to be seen, but they have nowhere to go. We're about to board this plane, go off to Ecuador, put this down on the ground, and within 24 hours, relieve suffering, save lives, and spread the name of Christ.
You know, what is in our heart is to get there as soon as we can, get our hospital up, and start doing medical care. This is what we've trained for, this is what we've prepared for, and this is where we're going today.
Ecuadorians have suffered a great loss. They've lost their family, they've lost their livelihoods, they've lost their homes. And so we have an opportunity to bring the hope of Jesus Christ. And we bring that as Samaritan's Purse through medical intervention, and we couldn't do it without all the help of all of our supporters. It's a real privilege to be a part of that.
Now, Father, as this plane goes, we ask that you would bless them, protect them. Father, I pray that within hours we'll be able to start treating people in Jesus' name. Amen. We're responding. We're going to be there. But we need people to pray. We can't do it without prayer. Thank you.
Thank God for Samaritan's Purse, for what they're doing. This is a tragedy. We're having just huge floods coming down and rising up in Houston and coming from the skies, obviously the rain. We're having hail the size of softball come down, cause softballs come down in Dallas. But Ecuador doesn't have the same financial wealth that America has to be able to rush in to be able to provide some needs. They need drinking water. You know, when we went through a time of 5 hurricanes on the Gulf Coast in 1 year, I mean, you think about the bare necessities, and Samaritan's Purse and Operation Blessing are making that possible. And you can see a way to be able to connect with Samaritan's Purse. This is something we can do. Remember, America, the poorest American is richer than 70% of the world's population. We can help. It's as simple as going to Samaritan's Purse. You see on the very front page, it'll talk about Ecuador. You click on that, and whatever you can give, anything, think about it. Every dime that you're giving, it's going to put water and food and a hospital to be able to mend those broken bones, to comfort people in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's go right now. This is Samaritan Purse on the ground in Ecuador. Let's take a look.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Jason Edgerton, and I'm here in Puerto Viejo, Ecuador, with Samaritan's Purse. Many of you have heard of the 7.8 earthquake that hit the country on Saturday, and we're here on the ground trying to respond to some of the needs that are occurring in the wake of that disaster. There are hundreds that have been killed, thousands injured, and probably close to 100,000 people in need of some sort of aid. So we're grateful that we have an opportunity to come here and respond. We're working with a medical response, and we're looking to address water and sanitation needs. We're also helping establish a field hospital at the request of the Ministry of Health in the area of San Vicente, and we're doing assessments in the surrounding areas for what the water, sanitation, and food needs are of the people who've been hit hardest by this earthquake. We want to thank you for your prayers and your support for our team on the ground here working, and more importantly, your prayers for those who've been affected by this earthquake. And we just ask that you continue to be praying for them, that they get the relief and the support that they need.
Take a moment and pray, but also give. This is our time. This is a time for the church to be able to bring the light into the world. And we're one body, one Lord, one church under Jesus Christ. And when we support things like Samaritan's Purse, who's putting the energy and the effort in nations of the world, but right now in Ecuador, that's Jesus going to help. And it's just an amazing thing what they're doing. Just go to Samaritan's Purse. Take your time to be able to give. And think about what a simple gift of $100 or a simple gift of $50 to be able to do right now in buying water. Or there's a mother that doesn't have any milk. She doesn't have any milk for her baby. She's not producing any milk. There's no water. There's no food. The stores are down. But Samaritan's Purse is there. That's how you can get that mother the milk that her baby needs and get her the water that she needs. That we need. This is time for us to arise, because we're going to see this is what's going on in the world. We talked about it now prophetically for quite some time, and now it's happening. It's happening. You can see the prophetic record of us talking about this at VFNTV.com. But this is the answer. The answer is, and this is what John Paul Jackson said prophetically before he went to go be with the Lord, was, you know, we're going to turn. You know, we're going to turn back to God. And these intensities, these tragedies will increase until we humble ourselves, look up to heaven, and cry out to God. And guess what? When we cry out to the Lord, He's going to hear our cry, and He's going to respond to us. And we just need to cry out on behalf of the Ecuadorians and those that are like the Houstonians and the people in Dallas that are going through great tragedy. But tell them, don't miss the fact that, listen, we're going to have to cry out to God and turn back to God. And our God is totally and completely in control, and He can put a hedge of protection around us that keeps the enemy from doing these type of things, you know, in our earth and life. It's just a tragedy. Go to SamaritansPurse.org and give today. It is such an honor to be able to talk about the Lord, to give you encouraging words about what's taking place, and things like Franklin Graham. We love Franklin. If you haven't read his testimony, it's called Rebel
with a Cause.
With a Cause.
With a Cause.
You know, James Dean years ago, it's just, most people probably don't know who he is, but he wrote Rebel with a Cause, Rebel without a Cause.
Yeah, something like that.
And his testimony is very powerful, and his testimony proves, like ours, that God can use you. As a matter of fact, he uses remember the guy that was being delivered from all that legion?
Yes.
He says, you're going to be my representative in your city.
That's right.
He's like, hey, Jesus, look, you have to understand, I had 1,000 demonic influences in my life. I ran around naked. This is the demon. By the way, if people don't know, this is God, demoniac, that they tried everything in the world to be able to deliver this dude. They didn't know how to do it. They chained him up, which is basically prison in that day. He stripped all of his clothes off. He cut himself, and they just kind of tried to, and he would break the chains that they chained him up in. But when he met Jesus, he ran, even though he had all that in his life, there's the part of him that knew God, wanted to run after God and just fell at his feet to worship him. And God delivered him instantly from all the things that the society couldn't deliver him from. But then he says this, now I want you to go back, you know, the place where you ran around naked, that you was cutting yourself and breaking chains around Second Street.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to be able to go there and tell them about me.
Yeah.
And most people go like, is there another place I can go? You have to understand what they think. Oh. And this is what God, don't listen to religious folks. That's the greatest testimony of all. The fact that God would save somebody like you, like me, like Pat. I mean, it's just amazing what God will do.
And proof positive, not to give up hope on anyone. You know, so many times you can be discouraged and disheartened because you maybe have a loved one, a family, a child, a spouse that you think, oh my goodness, God, you know, what's going to happen here? But I often find people that have gone through the most roughest parts of those lives, once they get right with God and they know how much God loves them, it changes the trajectory of their life and their ministry and their service to God forever.
Yeah. And Paul said this. He says, the reason why the Lord chose me, talking about Paul, and wrote like half of the New Testament almost.
Yeah,
he said, so that God would show you how merciful he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was killing the church. I mean, he was going around killing and persecuting the church. But when he met Jesus, like the demoniac, he got set free. And guess what? He just realized I was serving some other perception of God, but this Jesus, he is the Son of God. He began to serve him, and that's what we did. And you can find out our stories at meetmyfather.org. You can see it on your screen right there, but meetmyfather.org kind of tells you how we met Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.